Yizlada Eilav, he has to tell him, he admits that he didn't have the full scope of the ramifications of the neder or shvua, ki mechesun yudiyoso, shohoy yodeya b'shoa shenish v'dover sheyoda achar kach, something he became aware of afterwards. He wrote to Levatel, ma shenish ba'olav. V'chihu makir, you see, he recognizes and he admits, he have bitul miyud daito v'chesrono gorimoso. That the nullification of the neder at Torah Sadorim is because, you know, I think the idea is that they're not even being moderate willy nilly. It's not like, okay, like sometimes, Rav, can't you find me a heter? You're like, you know, they're not being mater neder the way it might sound. You might get the impression, okay, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The way, you know, people do at Torah Sadorim nowadays. But it's because there's like something. Like something there, there's something, there's a reason, it's a chashva reason. Lo dover acher machshava chitzoyin shebeliba chalila. No, not because he changed his mind. Not because he said, I'm not going to eat wash for a meal, and then he changed his mind. So he goes to the. That's what you would think. Because the lashon ha'toras the dorim, you would think I made a neder, I'm not going to eat bread, and then I changed my mind. So I go to a chacham and I say, be matir the neder. You know, it's like sometimes people will say to me, I don't say you're an idiot, but they say to me, no, they say, you know, can't you find us a heter? You know, can you find us a heter? I don't make up that thing. I don't make up a heter.
A loophole.
That's what they mean. I know what they mean, but that's what the point here of the chinuch is. And I want to tell you, I think I know where he gets it from, because the Gemara says in Chagiga that Hataras Nadarim has very little source in Torah Shabbat. It boils down to a drasha, lo yachel devaro aval acherim mochalin lo. He can't treat his words as chulin, but others could. So, you know, again, the lashon of Hataras Nadarim, you could think that matirin, like, okay, it's mutter. If three, like a hetamei rabbanim, you know, if 100 rabbanim decide you're allowed to marry a second wife, you're allowed to marry a second wife, which that is what it is. That's a head to mayor upon them. They just matter it. That's all. They have a koach to be matter to Israel ben Gershom. So yeah, Torah is Torah. So that's what the chinuch is saying. It's not like that. They're not willy nilly. They don't have the koach to be matter. It's because he expresses a tolus. Now it's not a tolus. If you learn Maseches Nedarim, it's a little complicated. If there's a real tolus in the neder, then you probably don't need a Torah Sundarim. Probably not. In other words, if he says, I'm not gonna wash for 30 days, I say. And he was already invited to the chasana, and he forgot about the chasana. So probably you don't need a Torah Sundarim. That's probably called a tolus. Because at the time he made the ned there, it was like a blank. It's a shy. What there is some point where the neder becomes a neder to'us on its own, and it doesn't need a Torah Sadarim. On the other hand, the Torah Sadarim also needs like a wedge. It needs some sort of error in the neder. They can't just be mapped to the neder. They need some sort of error. So it's like there's a lot of subtleties in the Torah Sadarim as in everything else. Again, you're right, you picked up on this, that he uses Lashonos like he Yisvade and Hodos Baldin and he Mode V'yakar HaChochem V'yir Ki Yesh Mamish B'Devarov, like when it says, oh, and you have to tell the truth, you can't just say this to the Chochem, it has to be true. It has to be true. Why didn't you tell me it has to be true? In his Chadesh Eilo Dovar, something came up. If he would have known about it, he wouldn't have made the Shvua. So he's sorry he ever made the nether, because he wasn't aware of the full ramifications of the nether. There's that word again. Your mamish right. Maybe I answered you too. Maybe it's deeper than what I answered you. He's just using the word too many times. Hu eino meichel lo yachel dvaro, aval acherim meichelon loy. Al kein loyla miyesh lo hat eshvua ki besibu shem chidush lanishba. Gain she yomar ilu a yisa yodeh dover ploni lo yisa nishba meyolam. What? Yeah, but yes. But why is there a lashon nivui? I don't think it means mechila in that sense. I think it means. I don't think it means mechila. I don't think. I think it looks like it, but lo yachel dvaro means he shouldn't treat his words like chulin. So when you darshan aval acherim, it really shouldn't read mochalin lo. It should be aval acherim miyachalin lo. They can treat his words as chulin to him. He can't treat his words as chulin, but others can make it into chulin. I don't think there's a word mechila here. I think it's a word from the verb lo yachel devaru. Don't make your words chulin. Okay.
What's the connection between mechila and chulin?
It's not the word mechila, forgiveness. It's the word lo yachel, which means don't make it into chulin. Don't desecrate. Don't desecrate your words. Your words are holy, don't desecrate them.
It's just coincidence, like machala, machala.
I don't know if it's the same root even. This is the yachel, the yud is in the shoresh. Lo yachel, mechila, there's no yud in the shoresh. The shoresh is mem ches lamed. Here it's, the yud is the root, part of the root, to make it chulin, I think, I don't know. But anyway, it's a different word. Maybe in the shoresh of the shoresh of the shoresh, it's like, you have forgiveness, so you're making it like chulin. Like, okay, we'll stop here. We'll learn tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. But Hashem.